Sunday, 2:30 Eastern on NBCSN.
This half hour of the iWorkframe radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord.
Are you called to more than just getting it done by Friday?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him nation and cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, thanks for tuning into I Work For Him this afternoon as we get a fast-moving show with a fast-moving organization that's making an impact on students around the globe. We're talking about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You can check them out online, FCA.com, FCA.com. So excited to have with us Seth on the line. Seth, how are you doing today?
I'm great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. So which part of the world do you come from, Seth?
I come from Saratton, Pennsylvania. So I am right outside of Philadelphia, about 45 minutes.
So, Seth, how did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
Well, I accepted Christ into my life at a young age, and I came from an amazing Christian household, two amazing parents. I was truly blessed from that aspect. But as I got older, I started to kind of grow out of my faith and was chasing worldly pleasures. And I actually rededicated my life at FCA camp this past summer at our leadership camp down in Virginia. And that was definitely a huge blessing for me. And I kind of had that defining moment where I gave my life back to Christ, and I've really been trying to take out the worldly pleasures and just live a life according to Christ and shine a light for Him, so that if I'm going to be a vessel for Him and be ministering to the youth, then I really need to be serious in my walk with Christ. So overall, now, Seth, I accepted Him at a young age, but I rededicated my life recently.
So, Seth, was that camp while you were in high school or now that you're in college?
The leadership camp that I rededicated my life at was, it was just this past summer, and that was in college. I'm currently in college. So
okay, very good.
Yeah, college conference camp.
All right, very good. So how did you get connected to FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
Well, my dad got hired in around 2006. And so ever since that, I was young at that age. And growing up, I was a camper at different power camps and things like that. And as I grew older, then I transitioned into a huddle leader, where I would work as a counselor for the camp and a coach for camps and things like that. So I've been involved ever for a long time. For probably over 10 years now.
It's been, so all throughout your high school years and everything? All throughout high school, you were involved with Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
Throughout middle school, high school, now college.
So why don't we talk to people about, because we got some people listening today that aren't real familiar with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I myself, not really an athlete in high school, heard about it, but wasn't involved with FCA in high school. But yes, it's been around that long. Don't make fun of me. I can't help it. I'm old. All right, talk to us about what is FCA all about?
So SEA, they are seeking to impact athletes and coaches throughout the entire world. And what they are doing is they're using their platform through camps, through ministries, through outreaches, and they're using that to reach students and coaches through huddles. We go into schools and we do huddles where we gather up students, and it's either at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day, and we do different activities and games, and then we get to share gospels and kind of Bible study type of things and dig into the word a little bit. That goes on during the school year. And then during the summers, we do camps for all ages pretty much. We reach younger kids through power camps, and then we reach high schoolers and even college students through different camps around the country where we use sports as a platform to share the gospel and the great message of Jesus Christ, and ultimately bring or make disciples of Him.
All right, so talk about, you're at a camp right now, right?
Yeah, I'm currently at Kutztown University camp.
And what kind of, are you running one of those power camps or one of those high school and college camps? Which kind are you running today?
So right now, this is a high school camp. So we have all the huddle leaders are college, most college athletes. Some aren't college athletes, but still huddle leading. And what we're doing is we each have a group of high school students, high school, middle school, or high school students. We have a group of kids ranging anywhere from around six, some have 16. And what they're doing is they each have a sport here. We have a variety of sports that they choose, anywhere from tennis to basketball. And they go and do those sports throughout the day. They get some training there. But then we also have chapels, and we have different huddles where we get to share the gospel with them. And then they get to hear a message every night from our camp speaker. And it's been incredible so far. We've had a number of kids come to Christ, a number of kids asking questions, a number of kids just being exposed to the Word of God. And it's so awesome because they come from all over from different backgrounds and different situations. And it's so diverse. And it's been awesome to see God work this week for sure.
I love it. Seth, I don't want to mispronounce your last name, but is it Bruner or Brunner?
Bruner, yeah.
Bruner. All right, we're talking with Seth Bruner today. He's a collegiate athlete with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, leading a camp there in Pennsylvania today. Check FCA out online, fca.com. Seth, here's a question for you. So as you've been involved in FCA for a number of years, you're going to college. What's your degree going to be in?
So I'm actually doing elementary education.
Okay. So So elementary education as well as what?
A minor in Bible.
Minor in Bible. Okay, so what college are you going to? Give them out a shout-out.
I go to Karen University, Langhorne, Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right, so how is FCA helping prepare you for your future mission field as an elementary teacher? How does FCA help you understand that your work as an elementary teacher is just as important as that of maybe a pastor or a missionary overseas?
Yeah, right. Well, FCA has been a huge reason why actually I'm in elementary education. Just getting involved with kids, being a camper, and then transitioning to someone who works as a leader for these campers, it's been a huge blessing. And through that entire process, it really gave me a heart, not specifically for the youth. And I really feel like FCA, just working with these kids and seeing God transform lives and being able to do something that only God can do through me, that really has inspired me to become an elementary teacher for younger kids, because I feel like God has called me to do that, because I feel like there's kind of a trend where these kids don't have a father figure or a male role model in their lives. And it's been incredible for me through FCA to where they've inspired me to be that role model for them and be that maybe even a father figure. And not only me, but to allow God to work through me to show them that even though they may not have a physical father on this earth, they have a spiritual father eternally. And that's been something that's been a huge blessing for me. And FCA is definitely a huge piece in that for me to get into elementary education and pursue that as my career.
So in high school, what sports did you play in high school?
Basketball. Basketball is my passion.
Okay. All right, so how did you see, what kind of impact did you see from because of people's involvement in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA.org, FCA.org, what kind of impact did that make on your basketball team there in high school?
So FCA, we started FCA at my high school, which is called Faith Christian Academy, a small Christian school, and FCA, they had an impact where we would kind of meet with different people, not only athletes, but we would get people who weren't athletes in my school and kind of get that mixture. And it almost, in a sense, brought people in the school together for the same purpose, and that was to use our platforms to lead others to Jesus Christ. And it can come through so many different ways. And, you know, through the sport, it was able to help me lead others, or not lead others, but almost be a light for others on the court through the way that I play. And it's cool because not only people on my team through FCA, but now people that I played against and people that I was once rivals with we're now almost teammates with FCA through FCA to lead others to Jesus Christ. And that right there is something that has been a huge blessing to me, is that FCA has not only united people in my school, but people that I play against and people that that I fought against on the basketball court. We've now come together for the same ultimate purpose.
So tell me this, you know, talk to the audience. There's probably a lot of parents listening, probably not a lot of kids listening. Why should their student get involved?
Man, I would highly encourage them to get their students involved because FCA is so unique where you get kids from all over, from different backgrounds. You get kids from just so many different types of situations, and they come together, and FCA just gives them an opportunity to worship. And believers, a believer or non-believer, we get kids, just so many different kids, and it gives them a unique opportunity to grow in their sport. We have amazing coaches come from all over, but then also grow just as men and women of God. And even if you're not a believer, you just get to hear so many inspiring stories and messages and build connections and friendships and relationships that go past Kutztown. My
brother,
right, who got married, had men in his wedding that he met through camp.
We got to run. Seth Bruner, thanks for sharing your story about FCA. You're listening to I Work For Him. We'll be right back.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, formerly Integrity Resource Center, with today's Integrity Moment.
Jim was a new athletic director at a university that was building a new stadium. Jim lined up an appointment with a past donor to the school, known to be a crusty oil and gas executive. Jim charged in with an aggressive pitch and boldly pronounced, "We need you to give us $1 million. This executive said, "Who in the world are you again?" Although Jim only received $100,000, this executive told the dean he loved Jim's courage and to send him again next time. Jesus taught in Matthew 7:7, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." Although we need to be sensitive to the needs of our sales prospects, a bold ask can be effective.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
Jim, so just last week I ran into one of our friends at the store. She mentioned she'd been listening to I Work For Him on her car radio, but she didn't get to finish the show due to an appointment, and she missed the end of the interview. So I had her get out her phone and go to our website, iworkforhim.com, and I subscribed her to our weekly blog email right away. Then every Friday, she'll get all the show links from the past week sent to her, along with your blog, Jim. I also showed her that the website allows her to listen live, search for past shows, and have all the different podcast options that she can subscribe to. She was excited to see that our website had all the radio program information and her blogs, Jim, our events, a challenge to join the I Work For Him Nation, and even information about our show sponsors.
Hey, listeners, you should subscribe and stay connected. While you're there, find out how to connect on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram all have constant updates about show guests, upcoming shows, links to listen, pictures, and even videos. Now, let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. Today, as we talk about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, check them out online, fca.org, fca.org. We all know how really impactful and formative our times are in high school and college, and sports had so much to do with what we do each and every day. This segment of the show, we're talking with Maddie Mulhall. She's from Quakerstown, Pennsylvania. She's involved with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. She's on location right now on a camp somewhere in Pennsylvania. I assume, Maddie Mulhall, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So where are you at in Pennsylvania today?
We are in the small town of Kutztown, Pennsylvania, out in farm country.
I'm looking
out a cornfield, actually, from our softball field right now. So.
Nice. So is that what you're working with kids, teaching them softball today?
That's me. I just actually graduated from Shippensburg University, which is actually in the same conference as Kutztown, so I'm kind of on my rival field.
Okay.
The joy of the Lord is good. So we're out here just teaching some girls how to love Jesus and love their sport at the same time, and just to learn how to glorify Him in this opportunity that they get to have while playing. So
did you play softball in high school and in college?
I did. I played in high school, and I played in a pretty competitive travel organization as well. And then had the opportunity to go and play at Shippensburg for 4 years, which the Lord really blessed me in. It's a secular school, so really got challenged in my faith and how to be an authentic Christian, which I thought in my process of recruiting that I had to go to a Christian school because I thought that's what God wanted me to do. But he turned it around on me and said, I actually want you to go here and I want you to learn how to be authentic in your faith and learn how to be free in Christ and free in me and just really learn how to glorify me in any way you can.
So what did that look like on your campus, being an authentic Christian? I mean, what, talk to us about when you led that out, because we got a lot of people listening today who've got kids in college. I'm not thinking that kids will probably listen to the podcast, and most of them are out in the workforce already. But as you had to learn, hey, this is what it looks like to really live out following Jesus in my college, when college campuses are typically not real in favor of Christianity. What did that look like on your college campus?
Well, for me, it was interesting to be a part of a team in a dynamic where I was the only believer on my program. And I think God really used that to be like, hey, I want you to take opportunities to talk about your faith, but not in a way that turns people away from me, but in a way that you're living your life and they see something different about you and want to know what that is and how they can be that. And I was actually really blessed as well to have a Fellowship of Christian Athletes on my campus. So I got to be in a Fellowship of Believers right away. All kinds of different sports, all kinds of different classes, and just learn how to be Christians together. And I can tell you there's been multiple instances on my campus where something would happen or kind of trial would come our way, but we would be able to unite as a unit and really just kind of glorify the Lord through it together and seek what his guidance looked like for that. So I was really blessed to at least have that ministry and on my campus because my development in FCA started in my freshman year of high school, actually. I've never actually been a camper at an FCA camp, but I've always coached at them. So I started coaching softball when I was a freshman in high school at our power camps, which are for our youth age group, and got to really kind of learn how to not only play the sport, but how to communicate how to play it to a younger age group as well and help them enjoy it. So getting on campus then and being able to be like a part of the ministry and a leadership role is there really challenged me to watch how I was on campus at all times because people are watching you at all times. And if they see you slip up, you're going to be the first one that gets called out for it.
So. Well, and you get the first one to apologize and show them how real you are. How did you get connected to FCA in high school? I mean, you were involved in the camps, but was there an FCA group on your high school campus?
Well, it's actually interesting. I grew up in a very God-fearing home. My mom's actually on staff at our church. So grew up in the church, but also had kind of become a good athlete at a young age. And our church actually hosted a Super Bowl night, and did a panel with athletes and coaches and actually brought in Ted Bruner, who's our area director, to speak on this panel about being a Christian in athletics. And we were both on the panel together. And that was the first time I had ever actually really heard about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And then that was the winter of my eighth grade year of high school or of middle school. And then going into high school, through Ted, found out that we had a Fellowship of Christian Athletes in high school that I was able to get plugged into and
Very
really build
cool.
that body of believers there as well.
Hey, we're talking with Maddie Mulhall. She's on location in Pennsylvania right near a farm field, teaching some kids how to play softball and learning how to love Jesus at the same time. Maddie, how did you said you grew up in a God-fearing household. How did you come to be a follower of Jesus and get sold out like you are today?
Well, I think like most kids, I'm a seven-year-old and kids club at our church, and we were presented the gospel, and to me, heaven sounded a lot better than hell, if I'm plainly honest. Hell sounded scary, and it sounded like a place I didn't want to spend eternity. So I had gone home that night and sat down with my mom, and she talked me through the gospel from there. And then I would argue that the next probably 10 years of my life, I lived as a Christian looking at the Bible as a rule book rather than looking at it as, hey, when God says don't do this, he means don't hurt yourself. And it wasn't until I actually interned with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes the summer after my freshman year of college that God really was speaking to me like, I want you to really give your life to me, and I don't want you to live in a state of legalism, but live freely in the fact that my grace was sufficient for you and that you are saved by grace through faith and that you have the opportunity to really live for me without having to be perfect all the time because I took care of that as your Lord and Savior. So once I kind of started to grasp that, that's when my faith, I really feel like started to take off and became what it is now where I can just give my life to God and have full faith that I can trust in him to take care of situations that are outside of my control.
So it sounds like FCA has had a huge impact. It sounds like your mom and dad had a huge impact too. That's fantastic. Talk about these. Talk about the camps that you're at right now. Talk about how how are you helping these young students to see Jesus living in you and have a good time playing sports at the same time? What does that all look like during the summer?
Well, I would argue that my greatest joy about FCA is the people, and that comes from our area directors, that comes from our coaches, that comes from our girls that we get to work with as well, and how they just pour into your life. Like this week, we had huddle leader training Saturday and Sunday, and really got to just get poured into by our authority figures here through FCA, who are God-fearing people that truly want to help us and be encouraged to serve this week so then we can, in return, pour out to our campers. So right now, we're actually about to start our second practice of the day, and it's a little rainy here, but we're getting through it. But I would say probably one of the most impressive things that we do at this camp is called Doing Sports God's Way. And that's a full camp event in the morning. We bring the men and women together on the football field at Kutztown. And we're challenged to really do a workout, but focus on doing the workout for our Lord and Savior. So there's keywords that we say to each other. There's keywords that we're thinking in our minds. There's scripture that we're repeating to ourselves. Whatever it may be, to really learn how to go in full effort and full throttle for Christ in our workouts, just like he went full throttle for us on the cross.
Sure. Maddie, what's your degree in? You said you just graduated from college. What kind of a degree did you get?
Yeah, so I actually got my undergraduate in political science, and Shippensburg offers a coaching minor, so I did that as well. And then I'll actually be going back in August at Shippensburg for my master's degree in public administration.
Wow, so will we be seeing you on a presidential ballot, 18 years from now?
Hey, if the Lord wills it, I'm full throttle, but I don't know that he will, so we'll see.
I love that. That is very, very cool. All right, so let's just talk about the rest of your summer. Are you working with FCA all summer long?
I do. I've actually been very blessed for the last, I think it's 8 years now, that I've been able to work pretty much my summers with FCA. So my region is pretty spectacular. We're up to the point now where we're doing 4 power camps, which are those youth camps I talked about earlier. They're about 5 or 6 sports at the camp. We bring in coaches from the region and the area, local high schools that are willing to take a week off and just pour into these kids and just really teach them the basics of the sport and how to love it and live it for Jesus. So then when they go back to their teams, they know that they're playing for a greater power than themselves. And that to me has been such an encouragement. And then right now we're finishing up at Kutztown. We got a couple more days to really just pour into each other and enjoy our time here. And then in July, we have one of these power camps that I was talking about. In August, we're actually going 2 at one time at 2 different churches. So we're going to, it's a jam-packed summer, but we're loving it.
I love that. All right. So when, we got a minute left. Talk to me about how you're helping these kids understand that Jesus wants to be involved in all of their lives, not just their sports, but all of their lives.
I think right now at this point in my life, I look at kind of the major moments where God was teaching me something. And in every one of them, I don't say this to be corny, but there was somebody through this ministry that spoke to me that was an impact in my life. That year that I was interning, I was in a relationship that was not healthy and was not honoring to the Lord, where the guy I was dating was not a believer. And I was interning with Ted and Wanda at the time, and they were willing to sit back with me and just, without even knowing the situation, communicate to me what a godly relationship should look like. And then also this past year, I actually broke my ankle playing softball at college in my senior year. And
Bummer.
The amount of people that just poured in from this ministry was incredible. So I've been blessed to serve here. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. But
Maddie, we've got to run. But Maddie Mulhall, thank you for calling in. Thanks for highlighting how FCA has made an impact on your life. Have fun this summer in Pennsylvania, and good luck. Well, hopefully we'll be voting for you sometime in the next 18 years. Maddie Mulhall with FCA. You're listening to I Work For Him. We'll be right back. You bet. Lord, it's been a rough day at work today. I've been working on a project and my coworker just doesn't seem to care about our deadline. Lord, what should I do? He's been late to work every day this week and sitting by himself during lunch lately. Do you think there's something wrong? What, Lord? You want me to ask if he needs prayer? Okay, Lord, I'll do that.
Lord, I also want to thank you for my job. I pray that I can be an example for those I work with. Lord, I made a commitment to pray for my coworkers and employees when I joined the I Work For Him Nation. Help me daily to lift them up to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you want to make the same commitment? Join the I Work For Him Nation now and get a window sticker and a personal note from us. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
That's iwork4him.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. C. Crane, the...
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The suspect in the shooting that left five people dead at a Maryland newspaper yesterday has been put on suicide watch. A judge was told about the watch during a bond hearing today for 38-year-old Jared Ramos. President Trump offering a statement of support for journalists after the gunman fatally shot five people at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. He said at the White House that journalists, like all Americans, should be free from the fear of being violently attacked while doing their jobs. The Trump administration's request for the Pentagon to house migrants detained at the border and even help prosecute them is prompting concern about strains to our military. In Congress, several lawmakers are already criticizing the move. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who's made it his top priority to improve the military's fitness for combat, says the Pentagon is obliged to help. On Wall Street, the Dow ending down 55, NASDAQ up 7, S&P up 2. SRN News.
Black Friday Outlet has Black Friday closeout deals every day. High-quality furniture is always up to 80% off. And if it's not the cheapest in town, it's free. Current and past military get extra discounts. 100-day same as cash. Delivery available. They'll even take away your old furniture. High-quality furniture, bedding, and rugs at Black Friday Outlet. 1187 Lane Avenue South. If they don't have it, they can get it.
Want to save some money? Mm-hmm. Now I've got your attention. It's true. Every Saturday morning between 8 and noon, you can save 10 to 50% and more on the Discount Shopping Show. We can save you big money on clothing, jewelry, vacation spots, hotel stays, and more. Purchasing is easy. Just stay by your phone, listen for the deal being offered, and call into the number given to call in and make your purchases. It's that easy. The Discount Shopping Show, Saturday mornings at 8, only on 100.3 The Biz.
This half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast is sponsored by listeners like you who have contributed to the I Work For Him Ministries Giving Fund. Become a part of our support team. Find out more online at iworkforhim.com/donate.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him today as we're talking with a bunch of FCA leaders out of Pennsylvania today as they run some power camps. I'll let them explain those to you in just a little bit. But we're talking about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and here's why. So many of our students get plugged into sports both in junior high, high school, and college, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes gives them a place they can plug in and meet other believers and learn how to live out their faith while they're playing their sports and live out their faith while they're going to school. We've already talked with a couple of students that are leaders this weekend or this week in Pennsylvania, and now we've got on the line with us Dave Eddings. Dave, welcome to I Work For Him.
Hey, thanks, man. How's it going?
Good. So which part of the world are you calling in from today? Which part of Pennsylvania are you in?
So right now we're in Kutztown, Pennsylvania. It's probably, I don't know, 45 minutes outside of Philadelphia. It's a Division II NCAA university. So we got a pretty big sports camp, multi-sport camp here going on right now. So,
and tell, now, are you from that area, or which part of the world are you from?
Yeah, originally I'm from Boston. born there. And then my dad's a pastor, so he ended up taking a church in upstate New York, near Binghamton, New York. Went to high school up there, and then went to college back at Eastern Nazarene College in Quincy, Massachusetts, where I played basketball and soccer. So that's kind of a little bit about me, I guess.
And are you done with college now?
I am, yeah. I graduated, I guess, what was that, 2 years ago now. Getting old.
Well, kind of, yeah, right. Yeah, I'd like to compare age with you. What kind of degree did you get, Dave?
Yeah, so I have a religion degree, and then I believe, yeah, I have a religion degree and a minor in sports management.
Nice. And what are you doing with that when you're not doing the camps for FCA? What are you doing with those degrees today?
Yeah, so I just became an assistant coach for basketball at Eastern Nazarene College, kind of just working through the process of starting that this year. I interned last summer and last year a little bit with FCA, kind of just got my feet wet a little bit deeper in the process of what full-time ministry could potentially look like with FCA. So just kind of praying through where God's leading me right now, kind of just trying to be slow and wait on his timing.
Very, very cool. So talk, Dave, how did you first get introduced to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes? Were you in high school or middle school or in college? When was the first time you got exposed to it?
So it was actually the summer before my senior year of college. I had no idea what FCA was. I was interning with a youth pastor friend of mine. I was at his church, and the part of the internship was working at Power Camp, where I was openly exposed to FCA, and God kind of took that and ran with it and combined my passion for sports and youth and kind of tied them all into one to help serve him and serve his kingdom.
So how long had you been a Christ follower before you found out about FCA?
So, like I said, my dad's a pastor, so I was exposed to the gospel at a young age. But it wasn't really until probably my junior year of high school where I kind of started to get a feel for what does my own personal faith look like? What does it look like for me to follow Christ's lead as a man, as going into kind of who I am outside of my parents' faith? So I guess you could say around my junior into senior year is when I really accepted the challenge of picking up my cross and kind of following Christ's lead.
Very good. Very good. Okay, so this week you're at a power camp. Is that what they're called, power camps?
No, this is actually, so this is called a multi-sport camp.
Okay.
Power camps are what for like different elementary school kids, essentially.
Okay.
And they're kind of just day camps. This is an overnight camp.
Okay.
A week-long overnight camp for multiple different sports, high school level athletes.
And what sport are you focusing on? Is it basketball or soccer?
Yeah, this week I'm with basketball. I'm actually coaching basketball this week, so that's a little different than I've done in the past, but it's a new experience and a different blessing for sure.
So talk about your interaction with the students as you run this this multi-sport camp there in Pennsylvania this week, and you're focusing on basketball. Your interaction with the students, what is this FCA week all about for them?
Yeah, so we kind of try to shape it in a way that the kids come to us, and so for me as a coach, I get them for 2-3 hour sessions, and I kind of try to work them out, and we work on growing them as athletes. And that's my first interaction with them would be, hey, I'm Coach Herb, I'm going to work on your basketball game. But then as I develop that relationship, and I'm around their what we call huddles, which is like their quiet time with their essentially group of other students that they're traveling the week with. As I'm around the chapels, they see me and we build a relationship and I'm able to speak into their life in different ways, have open conversations about where they're struggling. And then through those conversations, kind of relate it back to basketball and say, well, how can this drill that we're doing, how can you struggling in this apply to how they're struggling in life? And it's just a cool opportunity to kind of use the ministry of basketball to change someone's whole outlook on where they are with Christ.
I love that. We're talking with Dave Eddings. He's on location in Pennsylvania today at a camp for a bunch of their high school kids then?
Yep.
All right. For a bunch of high school kids, put on by Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You can check out FCA online, fca.org, fca.org. Dave, talk to us about those conversations you get to have with students. What, can you give an example of one? Just change the name to Protect the Innocent, but give an example of some of the questions that kids ask you, because they get access to Dave, the college guy. Well, they think you're probably still in college. Dave, this cool guy who's invested in them. What kind of questions do they ask you that allows you to lead them into a conversation about Christ?
Sure. So I actually just had the opportunity to pray with a kid last night. Last night we talked about give up and kind of put down to kind of pick up our cross, essentially. And so I kind of had a chance after everybody had left. And
hey, Dave, hang on. Dave, hang on a second. Yep. Your phone keeps cutting out. So see if you can hold it a little closer to your mouth. That'd be great. And just talk about you were talking to this kid last night, and then all of a sudden it got garbled on us.
Okay. Is this better?
That's better.
Okay. Yeah, so I saw him after chapel. Everybody had left, and he's kind of just sitting there crying. And it's just really praying for an opportunity to kind of, God, give me something to say, talk about whatever you want me to share with this man. And so I had the opportunity to ask him what he kind of put down for the Lord that day. And so he's just sharing. He said, I put down everything. And so we kind of got to unpack that a little bit. What does everything look like? Let's dive a little deeper. And let's talk about things as men that we really struggle with. And so everything that goes into that, I won't go into specific details, but I think as followers of Christ, we all share similar struggles. And so it was a pretty cool conversation to be able to say, hey, man, this is where God's taking me from. We all struggle along together, and this is a journey, and we get to do it all together. And so it's important to put people in our lives who've been there, gone through that, fought that fight, and kind of came out the other side with God, better for it, and kind of put processes in place where maybe we don't even have to go down that struggle. So, yeah, it was a good conversation, and conversations like that happen after chapel. They happen after practice. I know we were doing a bed check last night, making sure kids are where they're supposed to be, and Seth actually had the opportunity to really dive deep into a conversation about with a young man about, am I going to choose worldly pleasures specifically in college as I'm getting ready to go to college? Am I going to go to college to party? Am I going to go to college and I'm going to try to really live for Christ? Like, what does that look like? And so those conversations are happening all over at all times of day, and it's just a cool place for it.
How has you? I mean, I love that, and thanks for sharing that story. How has working this FCA job helped you understand more about God and more about how God really wants to be involved in those intimate details of our lives?
Yeah, I think God has first off ministered to me through FCA. I think that's where my journey has started, is that the ministry of FCA did a work in my life and is continuing to do a work in my life, specifically through men in the ministry pouring back into me and kind of allowing me to focus on the little details of my life. Like, hey, God wants this area of your life before you can move on from it. And so we talk about seasons and how our lives can almost be broken down into seasons. Some seasons we struggle and some seasons we're really successful, but it's really about little details that leading up to those seasons that, one, get us through the season as well as allow us to succeed. So the mystery of FCA is done through sports, and in sports we talk about little details. And when I'm coaching, I'm coaching up little details: use the right foot, use the left foot, come off the screen the right way. And I can almost hear God saying that at times, like, "Hey, that's not the right way. Like, maybe it got done, but that's not how we're gonna do it." So, yeah, it's just a cool ministry because the little details are emphasized and related back to something that's already known by a lot of the athletes. So
talk to the parents of they got students in high school, they got students in college. Talk to the parents about why they should encourage their kids the best way possible. What is the best way possible to encourage their kids to get involved with their local Fellowship of Christian Athletes group?
Sure. So on the website, you can look up your local staff member for FCA. That would be the best place to start to look to see where FCA is around you. That could be within a mile. It could be within a couple different counties. But if there's not FCA where you are, FCA is always looking to come to you. And so that would be the way to start, is go online and really find your closest FCA staff member. A lot of times FCA is probably already in your school. So the next step would be join a huddle. We call it a huddle. It's really a Bible study, either in the morning or after school. And it's kind of just a fellowship of believers they get to come around and you get to do life with, kind of talk about what God's doing for you and where you're really struggling and how you have this passion to do the ministry that God's calling you to do. And so kind of just surrounding yourself with those other believers, those other athletes. And to be honest, you don't even have to be an athlete to be in FCA. FCA is open to everybody. I know some people be like, well, I'm not an athlete, so maybe I can't do FCA. Well, FCA is huge. You don't even have to like sports, honestly. we love people. And so if you love the Lord, we love you, and we want to do life with you. You don't have to be an athlete. Sure, we use sports because it's a platform that God's given us, and given us the talents and abilities, but right. If you're cool hanging out with sports people, we're cool hanging out with you. So.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you, Dave Eddings, for sharing some of your story, for sharing more about how FCA has made an impact on your life and how you're making an impact on other lives. Dave Eddings, thanks for calling into I Work For Him today.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. When we come back, we've got one more FCA counselor, leader. They're part of FCA in Pennsylvania. You're going to hear from Jill. You're listening to I Work For Him. We'll be right back.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're two payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days? Do you just want a little time to reconnect and enjoy a little sunshine? It's not too early to start thinking about planning time away with your spouse next winter.
We want to invite you to join us on our annual Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage, brought to you by I Work For Him. We will be setting sail from Tampa Bay to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Seas, February of 2019, leaving on Valentine's Day. How romantic can it get?
Our main sessions will focus on ways to strengthen your marriage and grow closer to each other and to God. Breakout sessions will be geared to diving a little deeper, exploring biblical principles for marriages and the workplace.
With plenty of downtime to eat, relax, and connect with each other and the 20 other married couples, what's not to be excited about? Details are online at iworkforhim.com event page.
Register online at iworkforhim.com and let your boss know you'll be out for a few days in February, because you'll be cruising your way to a better marriage. See you on the boat. That's iworkforhim.com, iwork4him.com. Welcome back to I Work For Him. As today we talk everything FCA. That's the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Find them online, fca.org, fca.org. As you just heard David Eddings say, listen, if FCA is not on your kid's campus, high school campus or college campus, they want to be there. Just invite them on. Fellowship of Christian Athletes online, fca.org. We know how formative those years of our lives can be. How much greater would it be to be involved with a group of kids who also want to pursue Jesus and pursue sports? FCA.org. Hey, and if you've got suggestions of great organizations that are making a kingdom impact and really discipling people in walking with their faith, call our listener line. I Work For Him listener line, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. All right, this segment we're talking with Jill Lotito. Jill, which part of the world are you calling in from today?
Right now I'm from in Kutztown, Pennsylvania.
All right, so you're at this multi-sports event where we've talked to everybody else today.
Yes.
Okay, so what sports are you working with there this week?
This week I have the privilege of working with basketball girls from the ages of from 7th grade to 12th grade.
Okay. All right. So are you in college?
I am. I go to Springfield College in Massachusetts.
Okay. All right. So, and what is your degree? What degree are you pursuing?
I'm studying athletic training and pre-medicine.
Oh, serious stuff. All right. So, wow. And pre-med. Wow. So what's your long-term goal? Where do you see, what's the calling on your life? What do you think God wants you to do when you get done with all that schooling?
So at first I went to school freshman year. I'll be a senior, and freshman year I loved athletic training. I spent so much time in sports my whole life and with my athletic trainer, and we had such a good relationship. So I went with the athletic training room, and the more that I was learning about athletic training, I fell in love with it. But there was just some things that athletic trainers can't do, and I want to do more with medicine. So I decided to add the pre-med on so that I could maybe have a chance to apply to med schools in the future and maybe become an orthopedic surgeon. I like surgery. I've sat in a couple of them. So I feel like God is calling me to do that because he's opening some doors for me. And so I'm going to try to pursue that.
Wow. I love that. All right. So let's step back for a minute. Jill, how did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
So my father is Robert Lotito, which is kind of a big name in FCA. He was on staff in New Jersey. That's where I'm originally from. And my parents were always involved with FCA, so I grew up in a Christian household with them. And so I knew who God was. I went to church, all that. But where I really accepted Jesus into my life was my dad, when I was like 13 years old, was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is a type of blood and bone marrow cancer. And it was just a really rough, like, dark time for me. And he basically went through a stem cell transplant, and I got over some health issues and depression, and he became cancer-free. And that was, like, a really, like, life-changing movement for me. And I think that's when God became real to me, and I really accepted him as my Lord and Savior then. So.
That's fantastic. And your dad's still doing good today?
Unfortunately, we just found out like a week or so ago that his cancer has relapsed. So we might be going through it again, but he was good. He was cancer-free for about 6 years, which is, God willing, he was. So we're hoping for good results again.
Wow. Those are tough times. And it does just, when we go through those times of adversity, boy, it was putting it stretches us and puts us in a place where God just draws us close. So just draw close to him. That's a tough one. Talk to me about how you got it connected to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
I said my parents really brought me into it. I was going to camps when I was in a little stroller, and here actually, here at Kutztown University is like actually where it all started. I used to come here. My parents would bring us. My dad's been a football coach his whole life, so he coached football here at Kutztown University, the FCA camp over here. And my mom's just been a part of the ministry with like the women's ministry and stuff. And sports were a really big part of our life. So we would all come to camp as little kids, and I would scooter around campus and join random sports when I was needed. And so that's how I got involved with FCA. So it's been a really big part of my life, my whole life.
Wow. Okay. So Jill Lotito, now you are investing in high school students, teaching them, junior high and high school students, teaching them basketball this summer. Why are you spending your summer doing this?
I actually look forward to this part of my summer every summer because, first of all, the group of other counselors that are here are just real college students who may be struggling with some things that you've been struggling with, and it's just a good networking system for us that we're not alone here. Like, cause it's hard to be a Christian, especially in colleges, and so it's a good networking system for that. But for the kids, like, the kids actually change, I think, my life more than I change theirs, to be honest. Their stories, they come from really bad homes, and girls basketball is always like the inner city kids, and they're just like hardcore, and they just need people to love them. And I love impacting people. I love touching them maybe with my story, and a lot of them come from those broken homes. And coming here this week, that you become such a big role model, and it makes you feel so important and like worthy and stuff, that you matter, and that like your story with God and how you met God could be like what changes their life and how they meet God. So you have an opportunity to share Christ with them, which we're like role models to them and like idols. Like I don't play college basketball anymore, but even so, like I'm like a superstar to them. Like I'm a professional athlete. Like they look up to me like that. So it's just really rewarding to come here and meet new girls and hear their story, because it honestly changes you more than you would think it would.
So talk to us about some of the conversations as an FCA coach this summer. Again, people, you can check out FCA online, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA.org. We're talking with Jill Lotito. Talk, Jill, about some of the conversations you get to have with some of these young ladies who are at these camps and the kinds of questions they're asking you about Jesus.
So a lot of them don't get the concept of that Jesus like first loved us, and that's what held him on the cross. And a lot of them have never felt love before, so they just don't understand how someone who maybe is a fictional character in this book that we read could love them and maybe thought of them. And a lot of the time, this is the first time they're ever hearing about Jesus, so they have a lot of like those questions like, who is God? Like, what is the Bible? Like, how do you pray? Like, little questions like that. But then also it gets deeper, like, hey, my dad's never been around. He's in jail. Like those type of questions. Like why do I not have a dad? Like I struggle with girls, especially like there's a lot of daddy issues here. And like God is the Heavenly Father and he's a dad to us. And they don't understand like questions like why their dad left them and stuff. But that the fact that they can have a father is like kind of like, it's like a journey of them finding like a father too. Like, I don't know, there's a lot of different questions on nowadays, like with homosexuality, and like FCA does a really good job of prepping us with like certain scriptures and stuff to deal with that. But a lot of the times it's just like that, how can we be loved by something that's like maybe fictional, or like,
sure,
well, who is God and stuff like that.
So talk, Jill, about the value of FCA to these students. Talk to the parents that are listening today, because the majority of the audience are people that are going to have kids, or they already have kids, and they're going, well, I never knew about this Fellowship of Christian Athletes, or I heard about it, but I didn't encourage my kids to get involved. Why should students, you know, whether they're in junior high, high school, college, why should they get involved in FCA?
FCA does a really great job of incorporating sports with the ministry. So obviously it's ministry around sports, but say for women's basketball here at Kutztown, like we're constantly doing drills, constantly doing teamwork aspects, and we relate it right back to the Bible and those type of values. Like today we did like different devotionals on a family and like family strong, and like talking about teammates and how we're a body of Christ, and that we all have different roles, just like a team in like basketball. So you have five people on the court, you all have to work together in order to make that basket or get the ball back on defense. And if one person's not doing their job, then it breaks down, and that's just like the body of Christ. So they do a really good job of incorporating the Bible to each fundamental skill of each different sport, which is kind of great.
So you would highly recommend FCA for anybody that's got a student in high school or in college?
Yes, 100%.
I love that. Jill, and I love how it's impacted your life, and I loved how it set you on this trajectory for sports medicine and potentially medical school. Jill Lotito, thanks so much for calling into iWorkRim this afternoon. Thanks for sharing your FCA story.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's Jill Lotito. She's on location in Pennsylvania with a bunch of kids. Thanks a lot, Jill. Have a great day. All right, so as we've talked about FCA today, as we close out the show, I want you to just, you know, as school, you know, it's a couple more months, everybody's back in school, check out your local FCA chapter. Go to fca.org, fca.org. Find out if your kid's school's got an FCA chapter. If not, call FCA, see if they're willing to start a chapter, and if your kid will be involved. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA.org. I want my thanks out to Seth and Dave and Jill and Maddie today for sharing their story. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg. I'm a Christ follower. My workplace, it's my mission field, but ultimately, I work for Him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I'm proud to say that Underwoods is the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in the state of Florida. That's important because the American Gem Society promotes professionalism inside the business, and most important because of how it protects the customer. Gemstones are like most things, and you have to have the knowledge about them before you can tell the truth about them. That's where the American Gem Society fits in. They're the organization that certifies gemologists and registered jewelers and certifies sales associates with professional titles. Then to ensure that we stay up to date with these gemological advances, we re-win our titles by passing a written test every year. And now I'm proud to say Underwoods has the largest credentialed American Gem Society staff east of the Mississippi River.
So if you're interested in diamonds and jewelry and want real professional help, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. Don't miss the grand opening of Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. Now open at 847 Dunn Avenue.